For more than 70 years, millions of readers have cherished the Archie comic books. A new documentary explores the world and characters of Archie comics and hopes to identify the real-world places and people that inspired this beloved series. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. 6 decades ago, Gerald Perry read his first Archie comic and has spent a number of years making his new documentary titled Archie's Betty. The film will be screened at this year's Plaza Classic Film Festival, and I'm happy to have Gerald Perry back on the program today. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us by phone from Boston. I wanted to mention your upcoming screening in El Paso at the Plaza Classic Film Festival. You will be in attendance to introduce and discuss the film. However, I gather this is a bit of a bittersweet subject, as one of Archie Comics cartoonist Tom Moore, El Pasoan Tom Moore, recently passed away, and he's an interviewee and subject in the documentary itself. This, for me, watching the film the other night and thinking of Tom Moore and the history you're trying to excavate there, there's a hint of urgency underneath the film because there are so many people who are passing away or are no longer with us who might have known some of the inspiration that went into the making of Archie comics.
That's right. Well, Archie came out in 1941. So the mystery which I am trying to solve in this movie is what happened in 1941, which caused the original Archie cartoonist, his name was Bob Montana, to draw these characters. The big question, were they based on real-life people whom Bob Montana knew? So Bob Montana went to high school in a little town called Haverhill, Massachusetts, in the 1930s. And the theory is that he based characters on people he went to high school with in Haverhill. So what I've been trying to find out is that true? So the people that I am interviewing in the film or the people I'm talking about, if they are alive, are in their 90s. So I have like three people who are in their 90s interviewed in the film, and I'm sorry to say one of them has died since I shot. And as you mentioned, Tom Moore, who was, a mere 86,
right,
but who worked at Archie Comics and who was a witness to the creation, or at least he heard the story of the creation firsthand, is sadly no longer with us. I can say that it was this amazing coincidence, almost impossible coincidence, that I was coming to the Plaza Film Festival for other reasons, and there was Tom Moore living in El Paso, the very guy that I needed to interview. I mean, there are millions of towns in the United States, and this was just, he was there. So I spent a wonderful afternoon in El Paso at Tom Moore's house talking to Tom and also to his wife, Ruth Moore, also an Archie cartoonist, and they were, I think, as El Paso people tend to be, very friendly, very hospitable, and the great hope was that the footage I shot with Tom would, you know, appear in the movie, which it does, but that Tom himself would be there at the screening to talk about the movie and also working on Archie comics. So
I remember that day and how excited you were to get a cameraman and go over and do that interview. So
completely excited.
I'm glad that you were able to memorialize that on film, as it were. For those who are unfamiliar with Archie comics, which I can't believe anyone isn't, but it's always been a bit of an anomaly for me in the world of comics. This came out just not too long after the creation of Batman and Superman, and I think most people know comic books because of their superheroes and people with fantastical powers. And here is a persisting story over 7 decades of high school kids who are rather ordinary, who have no superpowers, and whose challenges are the kinds of challenges that we all have in our lives. Was that what would attracted you as a kid to the comics?
Well, I think you said it. The cartoon was actually created as an anti-Superman or an alternative to Superman, which was the most popular comic already in the late 30s. But not everybody is interested in superheroes. I can say that as a child, I had very little interest. I think there was a Superboy comic, which was a milder Superman. I kind of like that, but I always veer to non-superheroes. superhero comics, and those included things like Uncle Scrooge and Bugs Bunny, and even I think I like cowboy stories like Gene Autry, but I just never, ever got into superheroes, and that continues till today, where I'm a film critic, and the last thing I want to review are superhero movies. They just, when the action starts, I start yawning. I start literally falling asleep. So Archie is perfect for me because it's just about, you know, regular, as you said, regular people, the regular problems of going to high school or socializing or, you know, getting a date or not getting a date or whatever. And I think I always related to that. Bob Montana, I have to say, was a kind of outsider kid. Again, the original cartoonist. He moved around a lot. His family was in vaudeville, and he, when it came to going to high school, he got sort of vicarious thrills watching all the pretty girls and drawing cartoons about them, but he really didn't go on dates himself. So I think that's one of the reasons many of us really relate to the comics, because that's certainly me. I read a lot of books in high school, had a lot of cultural experience, but I certainly, you know, never went out with the hot girls. So, you know, I'm a perfect Archie reader.
Which is at the heart of one of the ongoing storylines, is that the root of this is really a love triangle between Archie and the girl he's enamored with, Veronica, the dark-haired one, and Betty, the girl next door, who is in love with Archie all those years.
Right. So Betty, the nice girl who pines for Archie but can't get him, is sort of the story of the world, because love is not just, it's not fair. Just because you have a beautiful soul does not mean you're going to get wonderful dates or wonderful people to love you. And that's been Betty's story forever, and again, story of lots and lots of people reading the comic, both, I think, guys and girls.
Do you think that accounts for the number of females who are into Archie comics?
Yeah, females really like Archie. I think I'm a minority guy reader of Archie, although there are lots of guys who read it. But I think the people who feel it in general, the most primally, are girls who... The fight between Betty and Veronica seemed to really resonate with them. I think most girls, you know, relate to Betty because, you know, they, again, are the ones pining for the guy. But I've actually met some girls who were kind of haughty in high school and a little bit full of themselves, and they looked like Veronica, and they relate to her, and they say, here's a character which was like me in high school.
But still unusual in comic world, in that we generally think of comic book readers as being predominantly male.
Yep.
But this is another exceptional case here. Really, you're engaged in a sort of cultural archaeology with this story. You're digging to find out not only why this story resonates with people, but you know, who the people were and places that might have inspired Bob Montana so many years ago. As you do that, as you point out in the film, the Holy Grail is really to figure out where the model for Betty came from, the girl next door. And I gather for a long time, you thought the girl next door was based on Betty. It was
based on an actual girl next
door. An actual girl next door.
Next door to Bob Montana. Yeah, I believed that for years. But then this comic book expert, a guy named Sean Clancy, who lives in the state of Washington, contacted me in Boston, and he's been doing his own homework on Archie, actually based on an article I wrote, but he went beyond my article, and he finally contradicted it, and he said, you know what, Jerry, nice article, you got a lot right, but you know what, you got a lot wrong, and one of the things you got wrong is that you have the wrong Betty, and I have found the real Betty, and that is, I guess, the mystery of Act 3 of my movie. That's kind of where I sometimes do a spoiler alert, because if you want to find out who the real Betty is, and let me say she's still alive,
and still charming,
come see the movie, and you will see who Bob Montana based Betty on. It's miraculous.
This is also your story. You're retracing some of your history and your connection with the comics over many years, and you were a bit of a fish out of water as a kid.
Yep.
as you dug into who Bob Montana was, did you identify with him?
I did, yeah. I explain a little bit. I'm Jewish. I live now in Massachusetts, where there are lots of Jews. But when I was a kid, I lived in the hills of West Virginia. My parents were Russian immigrant Jews, and I was a Jewish kid, and there were virtually no other immigrants, nobody with foreign accents, and there was nobody else Jewish except my family, me and my brother. So we were quite outsiders. So you think I might therefore try to find a Jewish story, but I didn't know any of those. So instead, somehow the world of Archie just seemed to be what the world I would like to plunge into and get away from living in West Virginia and get away from my foreigner parents, and Archie World took me in. But it's a very typical story many years ago when we didn't have multiculturalism,
right,
if you were a white guy, so that it's exactly the same as Hollywood movies where something like Louis B. Mayer, the Jewish person who ran MGM, had only sort of white Christian stories for everybody to identify with. And the audience, who was, you know, many immigrants, instead of liking immigrant stories, would like stories about Andy Hardy and Mickey Rooney.
Mm-hmm. I understand the appeal in the 40s and 50s, particularly to the idyllic life of these kids in this hypothetical small town and the middle-class background, and they are all white. What's fascinating is that it has persisted for so long through so many decades of immense societal and cultural change.
Right.
What do you think the appeal of that is today still?
It's actually, I have trouble understanding it, but yet it's true that Archie, which until recent days still had this, you know, essentially, you know, white story, is popular around the world. Countries like India at one point bought 1 million Archie comics. I have friends from Pakistan who grew up on Archie comics. I've been getting emails from a guy in Abu Dhabi saying, you got to show the movie here. We have lots of fans here. And I think this might be particular interest in El Paso. There has long been a Hispanic version of Archie comics, which came out in Mexico and which sells all across Latin America. And in that comic, Archie's name is changed to Archie Gomez, and the character, like a Reggie, the bad kid, is called Carlos, but it's still essentially the same white kids. And I was recently in Argentina, where I showed the film, and I met people from Colombia, I met people from Uruguay, I met people from Peru, and everybody had grown up on Archie comics, the same version, but in Spanish.
That is fascinating, and that almost sounds like its own documentary.
I know.
The companion piece that you need to work on now. Jerry, it's always great to talk to you, and I'm so happy you finished your second documentary film
Thank
now.
You.
And I'm also glad that you finally found your Betty.
I did.
And we'll see
you in the movie.
Thanks for talking with me.
Okay, thanks, Charles.
I've been discussing the new documentary Archie's Betty with producer, writer, and director Gerald Perry. Archie's Betty explores the more than 70-year evolution of Archie Comics and tracks down many of the real-world inspirations for the iconic places and characters that millions of readers have come to cherish. Archie's Betty will be screened at this year's Plaza Classic Film Festival on Thursday, August 13th at 7:30 p.m. in the Foundation Room on the first floor of the Mills Building. Admission is $5 at the door, and Gerald Perry will be in attendance to introduce and discuss the film. More information on the film and updates can be found on its Facebook page at Archie's Betty. On Film's producer, and our own Betty, is Norma Martinez. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.